This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
Friends, long ago the psalmist said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Psalm 19, verse 1. As one surveys the breathtaking expanse above one's head, several factors suggest a divine source, that is, a divine creator. First, the order of the universe argues for an orderer. When scientists launched a spacecraft from the Earth to the Moon in July 1969, they knew that during the three-day trip, the Moon would move more than 165,000 miles. In order to reach its exact destination, the spaceship had to be aimed far ahead of the Moon's position. The mathematical orderliness of the heavens made it possible to land right on target. The scientists knew precisely where the moon would be 3 days from the time of their launch. The scriptures do not speak loosely when they allude to the ordinances or laws of the heavens, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 35. Second, the vastness of the universe hints of the power of the first cause, that is, the God of the Bible. It has been estimated that our universe is some 20 billion light years across. This would be the distance that light would travel in 20 billion years at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. Of course, this is only an estimate since no one has actually measured the universe or observed its extension. Our question is, what kind of creator did it take to make such a vast universe? Surely he is Almighty God. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. Third, the mysteries of the universe reveal the great wisdom of the Creator. Concerning God's wisdom, Paul said, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. He also wrote, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. The more astronomers study outer space, the more they realize how little they know. Theories about the origin of the universe come and go. After centuries of study, man is still no nearer to solving some of the grand mysteries of the universe than when he started. Indeed, Paul said it best in Romans chapter 11, verse 33. "Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." The writer of the book of Hebrews said, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. While in Athens, Paul said, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Acts chapter 17, verses 24 and 25. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, we read, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Many educated folks and many scientists scoff at the idea of a divine origin of our universe. Friends, the actual question is, do we believe what the Bible says, or do we not? To paraphrase Joshua in the long ago, "As for me and my house, we will believe the Lord."
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.